time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Marcy Loveless with Carbon Caring for Kids. And, you know, we are in November now, with November coming, Thanksgiving's coming up, and their normal kits don't really cover what they want to do for Thanksgiving, for the holiday, for the extended holiday. So we're going to talk a little about the different things they need in those kits and how you can be a part and help them out. It's always nice when she can come in and kind of get the information out there so everybody knows where to find them and what they talk about and what they really, what they do. Marcy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So let's first get in and talk about what Carbon Caring for Kids is all about.
Carbon Caring for Kids is a charity that provides food kits for kids on the weekends who may just need a little extra help. They may either not be getting enough food on the weekends, or their families are just going through hard times and they're just needing some extra help. So we're providing 183 kits right now, and that number just keeps increasing. And all of it is 100% volunteer. We have the community who is paying monetary donations all of the time and food donations. So that's what we do with the community's help. It's awesome.
All right. So let's talk for a moment about, because, you know, the normal kits, like I said, the normal kits that you do every week, when it comes to Thanksgiving and the holidays and things like that, the kits are a little different.
Yeah.
So you're going to need people for the Thanksgiving kits. And those are coming up quicker than you want them to sometimes. So when are we going to need all of the supplies so we can build these Thanksgiving kits? When are we going to need that by?
So Thanksgiving is a little bit different. We ask people to actually sponsor a child. So I put out a list on the Carbon Caring for Kids Facebook group page. And on that paper is everything that we ask that you provide in that kit. So it's just like you're sponsoring. Everything you put in that bag goes to your child that you are sponsoring. And we need all of these kits before the Monday before Thanksgiving, which is the 20th, Monday the 20th. And we'll have another group come and add all the perishables. So we add bread and milk, the boxed milk from Gosner up in Logan, and fruit that we add to there. And lots of times someone does some kind of a treat that we put in those as well.
So the great thing, as you said, it's the list is going to be on your Facebook page,
yes.
Carbon Caring for Kids. And it's really basically, it's just a shopping list.
Yeah.
And you build the kit yourself,
yep.
Bring it to you guys, and you guys take care of the rest. That's all there is to it.
Correct. So we have special bags for these because all of them are in a double big grocery bag. They're like extra large. And those bags will be available just on my front by my garage in front of my house, that people can come and pick those up. Or when they come and bring them, they can transfer them over into those bags. So we're trying to lessen how much work is done, and we kind of spread it out to everybody, and it's worked really, really well.
And if you want to do one kit, if you want to do multiple mm-hmm. kits, that's fine. You know, this is the community giving back and helping out and all those other great things. And as you said, you know, there are plenty of great volunteer opportunities when things get back into the swing of things. I'm sure, I would imagine, because usually that's the way it rolls, you're probably good on volunteers, or do you need volunteers for building baskets and stuff?
We are scheduled out until March. So if you're wanting, your group wants to come in and pack kits, you need to let me know ASAP, because it fills up really, really fast.
And it always does. And that's got to make you feel good.
Knowing
that,
for sure.
You know, you've got plenty of people that are willing to jump out and help with that. But right now we're talking mostly about just the Thanksgiving kits. We'll have you in a little later. We'll talk about Christmas. But the Thanksgiving kits is what's on top of mind right now. So if you go to their Facebook page, Carbon Caring for Kids, the list is there. And like I said, it's just a great, it's a shopping list.
Yep.
And you buy for one kid, you buy for as many kids as you want. And when it comes to these kits, you need to know ahead of time how many kits you're having. So you got kind of a cutoff, right?
Correct. So as I post it on the Facebook page, people will sign up for those kits, and I will just keep a running list of everyone that has signed up so that I know that we're having enough to be able to fulfill the needs that we need.
All right. So once again, you can hop on their Facebook page, which is Carbon Caring for Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Look on there. All their information is there. You are a 501(c). So if anybody wants to just make a cash donation,
yep.
That's available to them as well. And you can go on into a bank, in which I can't remember which bank
it's
it is.
The one at Lynn's, okay, Mountain America Credit Union. Or we have a Venmo through at Carbon Caring for Kids,
and
that I will put on there on the Facebook page.
And all
as well.
The info's there.
Yep.
So once again, we're going to need Carbon Caring for Kids kits for Thanksgiving coming up. Let them know how many you're going to be able to do. And all you've got to do, grab the shopping list, buy them, and you're done and taken care of. And you can drop it off at Marcy's, and Marcy will take care of the rest. Marcy, thank you so much for, once again, everything you do and for coming in and letting us know all about
Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.